At the beginning of this week's parsha, the Torah discusses the parsha of nedarim. A person can take a vow or an oath to forbid a particular item or object upon him or herself. A person can say, "I'm never going to eat," or "potato chips are usher to me. I'm never going to eat potato chips again." And that becomes a bona fide isser. But let's take a step back. Before we get into that, we have to understand that, number one, nedarim create this real halachic chalos, meaning when a person says that the potato chips are usher, so then we know we have 248 positive commandments, mitzvos essay, and 365 los essays, creating or adding up to 613 mitzvos. When this person assers the potato chips on himself, so now you're creating a 614th. How does that work? Question number one. Question number two, the Chalban asks in a Sefer Talalei Chaim, what's the relationship between nedarim and traveling towards and entering Eretz Yisrael? Meaning he says, if you look at a lot of the Sifrei Panemius, very often the beginning of the Parsha is the key or the linchpin to the rest of the Parsha. He says, what's the relationship? And maybe more broadly, as many of the Sfarim ask, what's the relationship between the Nidarim and the 3 weeks that we find ourselves in? Tisha B'Av and the 9 days maybe more generally. How does it work? What's the relationship? We read these Parshios every single year during the Bein HaMetzarim. So what's the relationship? So the Chaban explains the following. He says, when it comes to all the other Isurim in the Torah, the 365 Isurim that we have, the Los Asays that we have, there is a certain spiritual characteristic to every single one. When it comes to Ma'achalos Asuros and the Isur to eat non-kosher food. So the Torah says when you eat that type of food, it's Mitamtem Lev V'Nefesh. Somehow it creates a certain impurity on the heart. Now what does that mean? I can't exactly tell you, but it's clear that every single Isur has a reason deep down, on a Panemius, on a Ruchnius level. Shan is, we can't wear woolen linen, because Hashem says so. There's some depth to that. But when it comes to the potato chips that are now forbidden to me, so then how does that work? How does that fit in? So the Chaban explains that the Torah, Hashem gave Bezdin, Hashem gave Chazal, Hashem gave the Sanhedrin the ability to be Gozer Gezeros, to be Mesakein Takanos, to help Bnei Yisrael, whether it's to help Bnei Yisrael do more mitzvos, or to prevent us from doing Averos, to prevent us from being involved in matters that we shouldn't be involved in. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah talks about pas akum and not having the bread of non-Jews. Or the Gemara talks about yichud and making sure you're not put into situations that can be difficult and challenging. But the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, Chazal were being gozer gzeros, they were being mesakin takonos on a general klali level. They were pasking for all of Klal Yisrael when they made these types of takonos. But what about the individual? They weren't going around to every single yid as their Rebbe saying, you need to do this and you need to be involved in this, you need to be doing less of this and you need to be doing more of that. They weren't doing that. Says the Chaban, that's where nedarim come into play. He says, every single person, kol adam v'adam makiras nafsho v'esko chosav. I know myself better than anybody else knows me, and you know yourself better than anyone knows you. And if that's the case, I know what yitzer haras I struggle with the most. I know what mitzvos I get excited about, and I know what mitzvos I need to get more excited about. Nidarim is that. It's Hashem giving the keys to every single one of us. It's an achrayus on every single individual. Hashem is saying, I know that you can help yourself. I know you understand yourself. You must understand yourself. And I want you to help yourself. The Chaban says every single person needs to be mesim alibo. A person needs to pay attention incredibly, incredibly well. Heitiv, heitiv, he writes. As derech Hashem hamiyuchedes lo, because we're all here to do something different. We all have a specific avoda, a specific tafkid in this world, and we need to pay attention. What makes me different? What am I here to do? Shekein HaTorah hitila al kol echad es ha'achrayis al atzmo. Livchon es darachav. A person really needs to contemplate and think about, what am I here to accomplish? And what are the impediments that are there preventing me from accomplishing my mission in this world? That's what nedarim are all about. How does it relate to the time period we find ourselves in? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that three things come, behesach hadas. Three things come when we're absent-minded, when we're not thinking about them. And one of them is Mashiach, and that always bothered me. I never understood, because the 3 weeks, there are all these different campaigns, in the Lashon Hara, this, that, whatever it may be. We're all thinking, what can I do to help bring the Beis HaMikdash? What do we need to do? Oh, if Bnei Yisrael all kept two Shabbosos in a row, the Geula would come. We're all making Cheshbonos. So what does it mean it comes Behesach Hadas? The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that a person needs to focus on their own Avodas Hashem behesach hadas. Meaning, so often in life we're making these cheshbonos, and the Baal Shem Tov says, stop. You just need to think about your own avoda. Don't think about the person down the block, and don't think about that person in shul who you look at when you daven and you think, if only I davened like him, or the person who gave X amount of tzedakah, and you said, if my salary was big enough, I'd also give that much. We have to stop thinking like that. Hashem doesn't want you giving someone else's portion to tzedakah. Hashem wants you doing your avodas Hashem. If we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu behesach hadas, when we disregard what everyone else is doing in their own avodas Hashem, we focus on what we need to do, then there's a chance we'll be misakin what we're here to do. Right? There's a chance we'll fulfill our tafkid in this world by thinking about what Hashem wants us to do and not being concerned what Hashem wants other people to do. And how does this fit in with the rest of the parsha? With the ma'asos of Bnei Yisrael? So the Imre Emes quotes the Sfas Emes, who says, Bnei Yisrael traveled 49 journeys throughout the Midbar, and so too every single person goes through these ma'asos in their lifetime. Whether it's childhood, adolescence, to young adulthood, to marriage and parenthood, to grandparenthood, v'chule, 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 v'chule. Every single journey adds another layer to each person. And this all, in the congregate, or the aggregate, creates each person's personality. It's who we are. And if while you're on your journey, you're thinking about someone else's, you're going to sorely miss the point. I didn't watch track when the Olympics were on when I was a kid. But the couple times I saw it, I never understood that the person on the innermost track seemed like he was 15, 20 steps behind the guy in the outermost track. And it always bothered me. I said, the guy in the middle, on the inner track, there's no chance he can win. Until I eventually realized when I was older that everyone's running 100 meters. No matter if you're on the inner track or the outside track. And so often in life, the Yetzer Hara gets us by getting us to look at the guy to the right or the left, and we think, oh, we're so much ahead of this person, or we're so far behind that person. But we just need to put our head down and run our own race. That's what Nidarim are teaching us. The Gemara talks about whether or not we should even be making Nidarim. But to understand that at least the Parsha, the episode of Nidarim, and what we're supposed to learn from it, and apply to our daily lives, is that we have to understand who we are. We have an achrayus to understand who we are and what makes us tick. And we can't constantly be thinking about other people and making cheshbonos for other people and about other people. And I think just to conclude, that's what the Torah hints us at the beginning of this week's parsha as well. The Torah says, Ish ki yidur neder lahashem. And the Mefarshim want to know, why is it Ish? Why dafka the lashon, the word Ish? And the Kli Yakar points out that an Ish is only someone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yishav hadas, or someone, who speaks with yishav hadas. Only when you speak with a sense of clarity, of mind and calmness, you're cool and you're collected, then your words can have an impact and your neder, your oath, can be binding. But if you're not thinking about reality, and if you have a skewed perspective of reality, so then Chazal say your neder doesn't count. If you take a neder and you say the potato chips are usher to me, and then 2 weeks from now, you didn't understand how badly you would want potato chips or whatever situation you'd be in. So you can be matir your neder, you can be mefir your neder, the Gemara talks about. But that's because you didn't understand the full effect and import and meaning of the words you were saying. Only a person who has yishav hadas, only someone who's calm again and collected and understands what they're saying, only that person's words can be meaningful and can be effective. And I think that's our avoda. Our avoda is to have yishav hadas, not just with our words, but in life. To recognize and appreciate the path that I'm on is the path that I'm supposed to be on. I'm not supposed to be running anyone else's race. And we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu behesach hadas. Stop thinking about those other people. When we worry about ourselves and we think about what do I need to do to bring myself closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we serve Hashem with that sort of hesach hadas, so hopefully that type of avodas Hashem will be the avodas Hashem that brings the geula b'mehirah v'yameinu.